1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
Today, we call a father who recently signed up to be a volunteer coach for his 9-year-old daughter's soccer team.
Aw, that's great. Good for him.
And apparently, the league's been having trouble finding local sponsors to help fund the jerseys and the equipment and stuff. Mm-hmm. But we're going to tell the coach, good news, that's not the case anymore.
Oh, great. Hey.
A big-time corporation has stepped in, along with a possible TV deal.
What?
Whoa.
It's an offer he cannot refuse. At least that's what I tell him. In your phone tab right now.
It's another phone tab.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ben Nelson?
Yes, this is Ben.
Hey, Ben. I'm the program director of the Hills Youth Soccer League.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
My name's Stu Pidface.
Okay.
Hey, so you're one of the fathers who signed up to be a volunteer coach this year.
Yes. My daughter Olivia is playing. This is her first year. Got into the sport, but my older son played it, and when he started off a couple of years back, I volunteered.
Midlife crisis. I get it. No, I've been there.
You know, maybe just giving back a little bit.
Well, whatever gets you through the tears, I understand. So, you probably saw the email that went out about a week ago about how our league's looking for sponsors from local businesses to help with the uniforms and the equipment.
The fundraising email. I saw it.
So I'm calling all the coaches to let them know we were unsuccessful at finding any local sponsors.
Oh, that's too bad. Well,
I know. We were disappointed, but it actually gave us the opportunity to work with the cable network TLC.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, somebody had a contact over there. So they're paying for everything.
Are you serious? Really?
Really. It's actually pretty exciting. And they're going to film the season for a new show called The Real Life Kid Karens of Youth Soccer.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Yeah, they want to film a show called The Real Life Kid Karens of Youth Soccer. And they're going to feature you as one of the teams.
Oh. Hey, you got to be joking, right?
No, I'm serious. So, you know, along with you teaching the girls how to play soccer normally, you're also going to be instructing them on how to complain to the parent refs, too.
Oh, no.
Well, that's where the Kid Karen part comes in.
You really don't think this is a good idea, right?
This is our only option. It's our best option. They're going to pay for the whole thing.
Okay.
So,
I mean, I get that they're going to pay for it, but no.
I mean, look, the girls are just going to have to ham it up just a little bit, act a little entitled.
Wait. Okay.
Encourage them to say things like, oh, you're going easy on that other team because they're poor.
Oh. Wait, what?
We live in a better part of town in nicer houses, so we deserve better calls.
Oh. That's terrible.
Just, you know, lines like that, if you could just feed those to the kids.
No. But they're not saying that.
Well, they will, but you could also have them fake an injury.
Oh, come on.
Fall down on the field. And
no.
Professional soccer players do that all the time.
Yeah. No way. Absolutely. No.
We just need to spice it up. You know, when they stand back up, have them give the middle finger to the crowd.
Oh, my God.
You know, tiny middle finger. It'll be cute.
It would not be cute. These are little girls. You can't be teaching in this kind of stuff.
Remember, they're not just little girls playing soccer. They're real-life kid Karens.
Okay, but they're not little kid Karens, all right? These are good little kids. They just want to learn to play soccer.
Okay, I mean, if you're not willing to do the drama on the field, then I guess we'll have to do some off.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, the cameras are going to be rolling, so maybe have a flirtation between you and one of the other moms.
Yeah. Me? Are you kidding? I'm married.
That's even better. I love a mid-season affair.
What?
The producers of the show will love that.
Do you have any idea how ridiculous you sound right now?
No, not really.
They're paying for the uniforms.
Right.
And in return, you want me to have an affair. You want little girls throwing up the middle finger at refs in the crowd.
I mean, look, if I'm being honest, the way you just said it, I would totally watch that show.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's why.
That really is disgusting.
Right. That's why it's so great.
I'll pay for the jerseys, okay? I'll cover the sponsors.
You'll pay for it? You'll do that?
Yes, I'll pay for the jerseys as long as I don't have to coach the real-life kid Karens of youth soccer or whatever they're calling.
You know what? Your wife Leanne said you'd cave.
What are you even talking about?
Leanne said that you would totally give in, and that's the whole reason that we did this prank phone call on you. Because my real name is Jeff. I'm a radio host from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
My wife put you up to this.
Yeah, she did. She wanted us to phone tap you, dude.
Oh my God. No, I'm feeling a little stupid right about
you have to admit, that's a great show. The Kid Karens of youth sports.
I don't want to say it's good, but if it didn't involve me and my daughter, yeah, I would probably watch that.
Yeah. All right, we'll sign you up for season 2 then when it airs.
Oh, my. Yeah. Okay.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.